What struck me first was that the locals were of all colors and shapes, not the sea of white faces I had expected. Their lewd, inquisitive gazes traveled over us. In the crossfire of bewildering new scents, I picked up the Ghanaian woman's fear. She pressed close to me. Men in black suits held up signs on which they had printed names. Their gazes were flat, like overseers taking the measure of the Ghanaian woman's pelvis, noting the gap between her first and second toe, which everyone knows is the only reliable gauge of fecundity. I had a vision of the middle passage, of blacks shuffling down the gangplank, shackles clinking, while 100 pairs of eyes probed their flanks, their biceps, and studied the exposed flesh for yaws, which was the old world syphilis. As for me, I was nobody, her eunuch. She dropped her bag, she was so rattled.